Hello, and welcome back to Black Quartet in Films. A look back at the history of Black Quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp, and this is program number 26. And we're going to go look at the 1956 film, Rocking the Blues. Rocking the Blues was an independent film produced by Fritz Pollard. And Fritz Pollard had quite an interesting history. He was one of the first African-American football players in the NFL, that's the National Football League. And he also was the first African-American head coach in the NFL. So he had quite a history with that. In the early 1940, he was supposedly produced soundies for the Soundy Corporation. So he may have either produced all of the 287 soundies with black artists, or some of it. And in 1956, he produced the film Rockin' the Blues, which is the only film that he actually produced. And in my article, I said something else. My article that I wrote in 1977, but that information was wrong. In Rock, 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 we had three great quartets and quintet in the film. In this film, we have four great quartets and quintets in the film, all of them from the New York City area. Let me just mention that what I'll be playing. I'm playing off the soundtrack album that was produced in the 1980s by the late Ronnie I. Now, the film itself, singing artists in the film, with the exception of the Hoptones, have the actors talking over them and parts of their songs, mostly from Mantan Morlin. And but Ronnie I, what he did, basically took the soundtrack and cut out the talking part and spliced in together the other segments of the song without the talking over parts. So I'll be playing for that album. But two of the recordings I'll be playing today will have talking over them, and I'll get that later. The artists I'll be going to be featuring in this film are the Hoptones, the Wanderers, the Hurricanes, and the Miller Sisters. Let me just give you the names of the artists in these quartets and quintets. The Hoptones in this film were Willie Winfield lead, William Bill Dempsey, Billy Brown, Freddie Taylor, and Raul Sita, who also plays piano in it. The Wanderers in the film is Ray Pollard lead, Frank Joyner, second tenor, Robert Yarborough, baritone, and Shepard Grant, bass. The Hurricanes in the film are Henry Austin, lead tenor, James Brown, not D. James Brown, James Brown, second tenor, Frederick Williams with baritone, and Vernon Britton was bass. Excuse me a second here. When I get my notes ready, hold on a second. Okay, the Miller Sisters, I want to thank Mark Goldberg for giving me the information on the names of the Miller Sisters. The Miller Sisters were Maxine, Verno, Hetty, Jeanette, and Sandy. So those are the personnel in these quartets and quintets we'll be fishing today. The first song you're going to be hearing is from the Hoptones, and it's called High Flying Baby. Just mention that all the songs in the films are all on tempo. There's no ballads in the films. The title of the film is called Rocking the Blues, so you got some swinging music in the film. So High Flying Baby will be the first number with the Hoptones. Then after that comes the Pearl Woods and Wanderers. Pearl Woods sing the lead with the Wanderers backing her up on a song called I Can't Wait. Then you're going to hear You May Not Know, which is a recording that they actually released on on King Records, and Henry Austin's on lead on this. And after that, My First, Last, and Only Girl by The Wanderers, which was recorded for Savoy Records by them, and they feature and feature Shepard Grant on lead. So for the 1956 film, first we're going to hear from the Hoptones.
You don't wash a dish or even go inside. Then when I come home, all you want to do is bark. You make up your face with lipstick, rouge, and paint. And you pat yourself where you just know you ain't. Then you strut around looking like a newborn saint. Well, hey, you're on a high five, baby. Have yourself a ball. Yes, you're a high five, baby. But the high I bring home a maid out of it, what have I spent? You spend my money, fell down to my last cent. When I live on my
more, forevermore. wait for me. You may not know what you did for me. You put me out of my misery. And when you said you were leaving, my heart was breaking. When you said you were leaving, my heart was breaking. Well, you were wrong. Well, for goodness sake, don't you know we're gonna rock, rock on the road. You may not know what you did for me. You may not know what you did for me. You put me out of my misery. And when you said you were leaving, my heart was breaking. When you said you were leaving, my heart was breaking. That is the end. Have fun always, baby.
Don't worry about the money, she's my ex, honey.
She was the first class and only guy you ever loved.
Does she ever come in and drink all alone?
No, there's the guy tonight, she calls her own.
I still love her so, just don't want her to know.
She was the first class and only guy you ever loved.
Well,
she has gone and left you. She really has put you down. You might as well forget about her. She doesn't even know you're in town. Don't call the cops, cause this fool will.
I still love her, so just don't want her to know.
She was the first, last, and only guy you ever loved.
Well, she has
come into the bar. Give her a Betsy gin and a whiskey sidecar.
Don't worry about the money, she's my ex, honey.
She was the first, last, and only guy you ever loved.
Well,
she's all alone. No, there's a guy tonight, she calls her own.
Still love her, so just don't want her to know.
She was the first, last, and only guy you ever loved. She has gone and left you. She really has put you down. You might as well forget about her. She doesn't even know you're in town. Can't pay her bills. Don't call the cops, cause this fool will.
I still love her, so just don't want her to know.
She was the first, last, and only guy you ever loved. She has gone and left you. She really has put you down. You might as well forget about her. She doesn't even know you're in town.
Well, if she ever comes in
and can't pay her bill, don't call the cops, cause this fool will.
She got married in the end of, what does she say?
She was the first, last, and only gal you ever loved. The first, last, and only gal you ever loved. The first, last, and only gal you ever loved.
My first, last, and only girl, The Wanderers. Before that, You May Not Know, The Hurricanes. I Can't Wait, The Wanderers backing up Pearl's Woods. And we started the whole set with High Flying Baby, The Harptones. The next tune you're going to be hearing is from the middle sisters. It's from the actual soundtrack in the film. So unfortunately, you're going to hear Mantan, Marlon, and other people talking over them. My feelings about these producers who produce these films and have these black quartets in it, or any other artist, musical artist, and having the actors and actresses talking over them shows a real lack of respect for these artists, and that's my feelings on that. We're going to be hearing from the film Everybody's Having a Ball, which is on the soundtrack album, but it's kind of very short. Then after that, you're going to hear them do Go, which is not on the soundtrack album. Both of the cuts are from the movie, and you're going to hear Mantan Marling talking over them, which I don't like, but unfortunately, that's what happens. So from the 1956 film, it is 56, the album says 55, that is wrong. In fact, the film was released in the fall of 1956. So from the film Rockin' the Blues, here are the Miller Sisters.
But I'm going to see that show and all of those beautiful girls if I haven't got a nickel. I don't care what. What is that? How do you? Look at here. Rock and roll? This is what. May I go on the show with you? What good place is this? Ain't that a shame?
Everybody's having a ball.
Bring your head down to the door. Well, do you want to go? Well, do you want to go?
Well,
do you want to go? Well, do you want to go? Well, do you want to go? Well, go, 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 go.
Something for you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Ain't this something?
Well, do we want to blow?
I want to blow.
Well, do we want to blow?
I
want
to blow.
Well, blow, 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 blow. 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 Big, long, blow. Blow, blow, blow. Blow, blow, blow. Blow, blow, blow. Blow, blow, blow. Everybody, blow.
Go. For that, everybody's having a ball from the 1956 film Rockin' the Blues with the Miller sisters here. The this film was filmed in New York at a studio in Harlem that was managed by Fritz Parler since the 1940s. On the Hurricanes number, they basically recorded the track. And then later, when they're filming the film, they lip-sync it to that track. But according to Ray Pollard and other members of the Wanderers, the their music number in the film was shot live because they were going to another show and didn't have time to make a recording track. So they did it live on the film, supposedly. So the next number we're going to be hearing is from... It's called Ooh Wee Baby with the Harptones. So let's get now with the Harptones.
Ooh Wee Baby, I'm in love with you. Ooh Wee Baby, I love you, and I don't care what you do. Oh, baby, baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
hey, now, honey, can you hear me?
Hey, baby,
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 I just want to keep it near me.
Baby,
baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, baby, baby, hold me all night long. Oh, baby,
baby, the Harptones. The next number I'm going to be playing from the film Rockin' the Blues, I'm going to cause some little bit controversy about the title of the of this next song. According to the press book that was released, it's a flimsy little thing if you ever look at it. The title of the song is going to be featured by the Hurricanes. according to the press book, is said Army Life. Now, Mark Gobert interviewed Vernon Britton, and according to Vernon Britton, the song title was called Army Days. But if you listen to the song, not once did he ever say the lead singer, which was Fred Williams. So Vernon Britton was not the lead on it. It was Fred Williams. He never says Army Days throughout the recording, but it does say Army Life. Like I said, that Vernon Britton did not sing lead on this, and the interview with Vernon Britton was done many, many years. It's more than likely that they only recorded the song once and only performed once in the film. I don't know if they ever did perform the show on stage. I have my doubts about that. But because the press book has it, Army Life, that's where I believe the title is, and not Army Days. Now, is it now? The album had the title, I'll Be Glad. That is wrong, totally wrong, so don't accept that title. And if you want to basically go deep and check into this thing, in Albany, New York, they have an office over there in which any motion picture film in New York City or New York State, the script, copy of the script had to be sent to the offices in Albany. And you can get in touch with that office in Albany, and with a fee, they can find the script and make you a copy of it and send it to you. So if you want to do that and do further research on it, you can do it that way. Now, from the 1956 film Rockin' the Blues, here are the Hurricanes with the song, which what I believe is Army Life.
I'll be glad when I go home with this warm, yeah, boy, I'm going to run. You don't know, but that army life, and that sergeant, I'll be glad when I go home army life. I'll be glad when I do live on the
would just listen to this recording very carefully, and Fred Williams does say twice Army Days, but only twice. Most of the song, throughout the song, he's singing about Army Life. So that may be why Vernon Britton probably think there was this title, but I believe it's Army Life, since he used the words Army Life throughout the most of the song. So that's what I think the title is. But you can pick your choice, either Army Life or Army Days. Up to you. The next two songs we're going to be playing is, first we're going to hear My Love Come Oozing Down by The Wanderers. Now, on the soundtrack album, it has a different title to it. That's the wrong title. I don't know what the title is. I don't have the album in front of me. But the My Love Come Oozing Down and The Wanderers. And after that, the last number you're going to be hearing from the film is Mambo Boogie with the Harptones. So let's get now back to The Wanderers.
My sweet pie, when you come round, your nearness makes my love come oozing down. There's no good day when you're in town. Just the sight of you makes my love come oozing down. When your sweet lips come close to mine, I get a thrill that runs right down my spine. Your brand new, like none I've found. It's the way you kiss makes my love come oozing down.
Wow, 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 wow.
Come close to mine.
I get a thrill that runs right down my spine. Your brand of love, like none I've found. It's the way you kiss makes my love come oozing down. Oozing down. Oozing down. Oozing down.
Mambo Boogie.
Well, it was down to Trinidad where the music was beat. They had a little mambo and the boogie beat. Well, they played all day, they played all night. Everybody in town was doing it upright. It's the Mambo Boogie, latest thing in town.
Mambo Boogie.
Well, it's not a slow drag and it's not a bop. You do a little stepping and you do a hop. Well, up, down and swing it around. You do a little stepping and you touch the ground. It's the Mambo Boogie, latest thing in town.
Mambo Boogie.
Well, baby. Well, baby. Yes, baby. Well, baby. Well.
Thank you.
Everybody in town was doing it up right. Well, up, down, and swinging around. You do a little stepping and you touch the ground. It's the Mambo Boogie, latest thing in town.
Mambo Boogie, the Hop Tones. For that, my love comes oozing down the Wanderers, rocking the blues. Shortly after this film was done, Billy Brown, the bass of the Hop Tones, passed away. The backup band for all these numbers was provided by the Tico Wilshire Band. So I hope you enjoyed these recordings from the film Rockin' the Blues. On our next show, we'll be going to continue on featuring the rhythm and blues and rock and roll materials from the late 1950s. So until next time, I hope you come back for that. Take care. Bye.